Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 132 of the Mr. Skin Podcast. I'm Andrea and Skin is here too. We're going to talk movies, we're going to talk TV, and we're going to get down and dirty with the biggest and the best nudity on the large and small screens. Hey Skin, how are you, honey?
Doing great, Andrea. It's great to be back. You know, over the holidays, we always do our year-end list, like the top 10 nude scenes of the year, the best lesbian scenes, and a bunch of different lists. And we're back to normal and back to talking about all the great stuff and movies and television. How was your break? Did you have a nice break? It was probably beautiful out in LA, right?
Yeah, it just started raining today.
Yeah, okay. No, I always wondered,
it's been epic.
When you live in Chicago, mm-hmm. where I do, the times you want to leave Chicago are in the winter, you know, because it's so horrible.
Yeah.
If you live in LA, do you go anywhere during the winter? You probably stick around, right? It's so nice.
No, it's like in California, we have a bunch of different climates, so we could take a day trip, an hour and a half drive up to the mountain to go skiing or snowboarding, and then come right back to the, you know, to the beach with the palm trees and the whatever.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of cool because you have a little bit of everything. But no, I think people in LA, we get a lot of our, you know, family from out of state visiting us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, of course. That's what I would do. Does it rain a ton in January out there? Are you going to be getting a ton of rain this month?
You know, it's been so all over the place. You know, like April showers bring May flowers. That has not been true for the last few years. It just started today and it's really heavy and I'm loving it. Because now we're always in a drought over here. So
yeah,
I'm loving it. I'm praying for tons of rain. I love the rain. I find it super sexy. And there's something about that scent in the air where it's just like super clean and crisp. I love that. So
I got you. We should do a play. And now that as you were saying that, I was thinking, you know, we got to do a playlist of sex in the rain for MrSkin.com, you know.
Like
Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger in 9 and a Half Weeks, you know, that's a perfect example.
I mean, that's the best.
Yeah, you got me thinning.
Yeah, baby. Hey, I have a question for you. Did you hear that Starbucks no longer allows their customers to surf adult while they're there on the free Wi-Fi?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I found this
out. That's problematic. Yeah, that's problematic for me because sometimes I'll go to those places and just hang out and work, you know, instead of driving into the office. And I mean, I assume Mr. Skin would be considered adult, right? Is that?
Well, that was my apprehension because I was having internet problems today and I'm like, where can I go? Maybe set up shop, do a little prep, you know, because I really didn't want to go to like my mom's house to do our podcast because she'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, wait. I can't even do prep at Starbucks because Skin might be blocked. So I didn't want to risk it. But I didn't know if you knew if MrSkin.com was under that kind of umbrella of being an adult site or not.
I haven't been in a Starbucks to work since this allegedly is going on. And I didn't even hear about it.
I mean, I don't even want to support
for anyone
them
who,
now.
Anyone who has an adult site. But maybe too many people were ordering a Fappuccino. So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I really, truly don't know if... I know when I go on certain radio shows... that guys that are firewalled for adult that you know are trying to do radio shows, and it just drives me nuts when
it's
certain
annoying,
shows are firewalled. Our website a lot of times is firewalled, obviously, like hardcore porn for sure. Sometimes we slip through the cracks, no pun intended, but other times I just we just get lumped in with the porn, so I don't know, but
okay.
it's that's a bad thing. So
All right. Well, but
you could listen to the Mr. Skin podcast probably in a Starbucks, right?
That's right. Just be safe and bring your earbuds.
Your earbuds. So anyway, okay. Well, let me get going because there's a lot. Yeah. I actually have a good combination of movie and television. Obviously, since we've been away so long, there's a lot of stuff to catch up on, but I really just went with the highlights today because, you know, if I tried to do the last, you know, month, it would be obnoxious. But let's start with the big news over the break. You probably got caught up or at least know about the whole Bird Box movie nuttiness over the holidays.
I watched it before like anyone had talked about it, so I was blown away when everyone started talking about it a few days later, and I was like, okay, I'm glad I watched it first so I could at least be like, you know, oh, I saw that.
Yeah, you're on top of it. Yeah, well, it's interesting because so Netflix, which I talk to you about a lot, the television shows on Netflix, but they also do movies. And this Bird Box, they released it for streaming on December 21st, right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. On December 28th, they tweeted that over 45 million Netflix accounts watched it within a week, which I remember Richard Roper, I read he tweeted that if that many people paid $10, walked into the theater and saw the movie, it would have done, you know, over $400 million the opening weekend. So it's pretty incredible. And I don't know what that means. That obviously all 45 million didn't watch it from start to finish.
And let's be real. I would not have gone to the theater to see that. I wait for it to come to streaming always. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's an accurate comparison, because the reason people love streaming is because we don't have to leave the house. I don't want to go to the theater. I don't want to park. I don't want to pay. I don't want to deal with popcorn everywhere and people with their candy wrappers. Not my thing.
Well, if you don't, right, for anyone out there that obviously a lot of people have heard of Bird Box, but if you don't know the story, Sandra Bullock, she stars as this mom, and it's based on a novel from 2014. And it follows Sandra Bullock. She's a mom who, with her two children, and they're named boy and girl. Now, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what the hell that's all about. They're named boy and girl. She's making her way down a river blindfolded in an attempt to avoid these supernatural entities that bring death to those who see them. And I could say that from what I've read, this is like post-apocalypse, obviously. Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to know.
Yeah. From what I've read, the critics mostly have been making fun of it, weren't crazy about it, but that doesn't really affect me much. I really care about nudity in movies, and there is a nude scene in this at the 34-minute mark. That girl that's having sex in the laundry room that Sandra Bullock walks in, and her name is Rosa Salazar, who you might know from the Maze Runners movie. She was a character in those.
That's where I knew her from. Nudity in the Maze Runners, but cool movie.
No, but she's getting banged. She's getting banged in this scene, and it happens 34 minutes in. And, you know, I get asked a lot about, one of the questions I get a lot is, what's the most famous nude scene of all time? Mm. And there really isn't a definitive answer for that, because it's, you know, what constitutes the most famous. But a lot of times, one of the scenes I'll bring up is Titanic with Kate Winslet, because, you know, it made over $1 billion. It's one of the most watched movies of all time, and it had that great nude scene in it. Well, let's say this. I could safely say that if Netflix is not is telling the truth, that the most watched nude scene of 2018 was Rosa Salazar at the 34-minute. Well, I mean, come on.
It was quick.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if that many people have watched it in 1 week, so that's pretty impressive. And it's just breasts. You don't see her bird box, but Rosa Salazar nude, and that was something that happened over the break I wanted to bring up to you.
Now
there's another thing. I was really interested in this, and I want to get your opinion on something here. So there's a movie called The Simple Favor that came out on Blu-ray over the holidays.
Okay.
And it stars Anna Kendrick, and she's a mommy blogger, and she's seeking to uncover the truth about her best friend Blake Lively's disappearance. And okay, so a couple things about this. It's a dark comedy thriller, but Blake Lively, since she was Serena in Gossip Girl, is always been one that I get asked a lot about if she's ever been naked. And then same with Anna Kendrick. So let me start by saying, since Gossip Girl ended a few years back, Blake Lively's like stepped it up.
She did
a
totally.
Movie called All I See Is You from 2016, where she showed some brief breasts and butt. It wasn't super great, but you know, it was a new debut and that was awesome. So we were happy about that. But so in this movie, and Andrea, I've been asking everyone I can what's going on here, because it's just crazy. But so Blake Lively is in a cemetery talking to Anna Kendrick in a flashback scene. She is wearing a sport coat, and Andrea, you're okay. A fashionista. Where's the frickin' shirt? Where's the bra? And we even slowed it down for our website in this scene, and you could see her full breasts. Like, I'm going to go to way more funerals if girls are going to wear this to, you know,
to the cemetery, right?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, she's wearing a very fitted pinstripe white blazer with absolutely no shirt underneath. There's like some sort of little ascot or something, which is ridiculous because there is a complete nip slip, and it really looks like
I wouldn't even call it a nip slip, because
what would you call that? Side
it's
slip?
Because if you're wearing a bra and a shirt and your nip pops out, that's a nip slip.
Okay, what's this?
If you're wearing a sport coat with no shirt or bra, I'm saying that you wanted us to see it. It didn't slip out.
And I know in the movie,
well, Blake Lively's a fashion designer's assistant, so maybe she's like high powered at New York City cutting edge fashion.
It's like a really high end fashion.
Yeah, so the whole movie she's wearing these crazy high, you know, real fashionable outfits, but whatever. And she's very sexually aggressive in this. So I don't know. I just want to say, like, there. A nip slip to me is when it's not supposed to happen. I can't imagine wearing what she was wearing that she wasn't intentionally trying to pop a boob. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I agree, but point taken.
Would you? I know you would, so I shouldn't ask you the question. You'd wear something like that. but like, I mean, would a normal, like
she
a girl
worn
that's,
nipple tape. I feel like it's so brief and it's not so, like 100% exposed that it, to me, it's ringing as like a side boob slip. You know,
yeah, it's pretty incredible. Well,
we
slowed it down on our website. You definitely can see whole breasts, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And the whole movie's about sexual mind games, and I guess she plays mind games with Anna Kendrick. And I should also mention that Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively have a really sexy kiss in this.
Mm-hmm.
That it reminded me of Cruel Intentions. Mm. Remember when Sarah Michelle Gellar had great kiss? The movie's called The Simple Favor. Unfortunately, Anna Kendrick remains non-nude.
Come on.
We need to get her to do a nude scene. She's sporting a pretty healthy-looking chest, and I get asked about her a lot. She just hasn't done a nude scene yet, so I'll keep you posted. But the movie's called The Simple Favor. Came out on Blu-ray over the holidays.
Looks good to me. I mean, it's not my typical style of movie because it's like two girls and whatever and friendship, but it looks dark and kinky enough and weird mm-hmm. enough that I might want to check it out.
So. Well, I'm going to request when you and I are in Vegas for the AVN show and we're at our booth that you wear a sport coat with no shirt or bra underneath.
I can do that. I definitely can.
I know. Yeah, you could actually make it look super fashionable and super sexy, but it's just a cool look you just don't ordinarily see, especially in a cemetery. I mean, come on. So A Simple Favor is a movie. There was another movie. It actually comes out today on VOD.
Okay.
It's called Suspiria. It's a horror movie. And it stars Dakota Johnson, and you know her from 50 Shades.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. One of our favorite actresses here at Mr. Skin because of the 50 Shades movie and all the nudity. But she plays in this a young American ballerina who travels to Berlin to study dancing at this big ballet company, one of the world's most renowned schools.
Mm-hmm.
And on the very first day she's there, one of the students who had been recently expelled from the school is murdered. And this seems that it's not isolated, and this new student, Dakota Johnson, starts to think that maybe something's amiss at this at this school that you find out is kind of a ballet school run by witches. And
ooh,
it's
so it's pretty good. Cool.
I really love this. I hope you could see this pic of Dakota Johnson standing there in great light, full backside at the 2 hour and 2 minute mark. And
yeah, it's
really nice. Yeah, really nice nude scene. I know we've seen a lot of her in the 50 Shades movies, but this was just a kind of a just a fun, good,
it's different, it's refreshing. It's like, you know, it's not dungeon lighting, it's natural, you know, dorm window lighting coming in, it looks like, of her of her ballet school. And it's different, and it's it's a breath of fresh air to see her like this. So I'm feeling
and
it.
speaking of dungeon lighting, and by the way, I believe she could be a ballerina with that tight ass too. So speaking of the dungeon lighting, the other there's a couple other girls, Mia Goth and Chloe Grace Moretz, are naked. But in some of these, it's hard for us to tell
who's who.
If there's makeup, prosthetics, you know, especially in those witchy ceremonial nudity. So anyway, the clear shot, of course, is Dakota Johnson. But this big climax of the movie, this huge ritual, it's a lot of moving parts. It's not, you know, like you got to do a lot of freeze framing to see stuff. But anyway, a cool new movie called Suspiria, and one that happened over the holidays I wanted to share with you. It's good to see the movie nudity, because you know I always have tons of TV stuff to talk about. So good that the movies are coming through with some great skin also. So.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I'm zooming in on all these freeze frames. It looks like all the dancers, the ballerinas and the witch stuff, they all have bushes. Which is phenomenal. From what I can see, I could be wrong.
I know. And then we were looking closer, and then we think that there might have been some prosthetics. We think there's some body paint. It's just like really, the occult stuff is a little tough, but it's sexy as hell. But
totally.
As far as like clear shots of nudity, it's not optimal.
All right,
anyway. Not to complain. But I did want to bring up one old movie that they released on Blu-ray. They do this occasionally, is these old movies from the 80s, 70s or 80s that they'll put out on Blu-ray. It's always fun, especially when it's a skin classic. And one of the movies that they put out is was called Blind Date from 1984. They put out a brand new director's cut Blu-ray. And it's a kind of a, I guess, a 1984 schlocky horror thriller, but not to be confused with the 1986 movie Blind Date starring Bruce Willis and Kim Basinger. So a lot of people get confused about that, because this movie totally was under the radar. And another thing that was weird about this movie, so when the movie was released in theaters and then it was on VHS in the 80s, they were missing a key nude scene. The key nude scene didn't appear until they released it on DVD. I believe it was in the 90s when it came out on DVD. And the key nude scene was from Kirstie Alley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Kirstie Alley, who's, by the way, is 68 years old now, back then was a, you know, a struggling young actress. It was 3 years before she hit it big as Rebecca Howe on Cheers. And she really looked great, had awesome natural boobs.
Really awesome natural boobs.
Yeah, and you could see it. They actually included in this brand new director's cut, they just left, it wasn't as a deleted scene at the end. It's like just part of the movie on this Blu-ray director's cut, which we were really happy about. So the Kirstie Alley scene is in there. And by the way, it's the only movie Kirstie Alley ever did a nude scene, so it's extra special.
Aww.
But within the same movie, Marina Sirtis is also naked. Now, believe me, if you're a sci-fi guy, you know Counselor Deanna Troi from Star Trek The Next Generation. And I remember when I launched Mr. Skin and I put this movie in.
Wow.
All the, you know how the sci-fi guys go nuts over their sci-fi girls doing nude scenes. People did not know a lot about this movie. And there was Marina Sirtis, who is gorgeous and has huge natural boobs, showing them off in this movie, Blind Date. That scene has always been in the movie and is also in this director's cut. But
wow,
think about
I'm blown
that.
Away. I've never seen this skin.
Kirstie Alley and Marina Sirtis both naked in the same movie.
That's nuts. Now, has Marina done any other nudity?
Yeah, she did a movie called The Wicked Lady.
Okay.
That is like a British movie where she was nude. But I really like this because wow. you see how she's on the bed and the panties and the whole thing. And yes, what's interesting is Kirstie Alley actually was also in the Star Trek movies,
what?
Which people... Well, yeah, she was a female Vulcan in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. So
I did not know that. This
yeah,
is awesome.
No, no. Yeah, so that's the thing. It's kind of like, for sci-fi guys, you'd love this blind date because all your sci-fi girls, two of your sci-fi girls are in it. But, you know, I also get asked a lot about the women of Cheers, Kirstie Alley, and then Shelley Long. People wonder if she's ever been naked. She did a PG comedy called Hello Again in 1987.
Okay.
And at the 1 hour and 1 minute mark, she's wearing a hospital gown, and it opens for a split second in the back, and you could see her butt, mm-hmm. which it's, I know people would say like, oh, that's a bullshit nude scene, but you do see butt, so we have it at Mr. Skin. But she was also in that movie Night Shift in 1982 with Henry Winkler yeah. and Michael Keaton, where she was a prostitute, but there was a scene where she's in her panties bending down in the, looking in the refrigerator, and Shelley Long had quite a backside back in the day, so, yeah, anyway, that's so long. And if you're wondering, Rhea Perlman has never been nude, Andrea, so it never happened. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was not wondering, but yeah, CP popped up the picture for me of Kirstie Alley as a Vulcan, and she's...
Very cool.
I didn't realize how gorgeous she was. Like, she's so pretty, you know?
Yeah, she's a really beautiful.
And I've seen Shelley Long's ass. This is, you know what? This is excellent. I'm loving this show.
I just noticed. Yeah, I was talking in the mic. I wasn't looking, but yeah, he just pulled up Shelley Long's butt. Night Shift.
I love this.
Yeah, that's where people first, Shelley Long became, people like my age guys that love that movie Night Shift.
I love Shelley
first,
Long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heard of her. And then she made it big, obviously, on Cheers with it very soon after. And anyway, that's your little blind date that is out on Blu-ray, director's cut, and a good movie history from that movie. So
yeah, a lot of trivia in that movie for sure. You can stump a few people.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I wanted to talk to you about a new television show that I think you're going to love, because everything I've heard about this, and I have it, I have it on my list of things I want to get to. You know, Andrea, I'm very busy. I'm just about to finish The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I got one more episode, and then I got to get going on some other shows.
Yeah,
but I definitely want to watch Sex Education.
Now, what platform is this on, or is this cable or premium cable?
Sex Education is a new,
cause I don't
it's
know.
A, yeah, it's a, Netflix, and British co-production. And I mean, first of all, you just say Sex Education and I'm interested
and
to begin
in.
With, but yeah, it's this new TV series. And I know when I was flipping around Netflix the other day, I said to myself, wow, they're really promoting this Sex Education. Like, you know how they self-promote a lot of their stuff. This one I noticed, and it's rightly so, because from what I hear from people that have actually seen all the episodes, they really love the first season. And basically, so let me try to explain what it's about. So this virginal high schooler, this guy is played by Asa Butterfield, and he gets, and his mom is this sex therapist, and it's played by Gillian Anderson, who you remember from The X-Files. And there's a smart, popular girl at school, Emma McKay, and this boy and girl open a health clinic for teens in their podunk kind of town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty... It's actually a comedy, but also really well written and done. And what was cool about it, in the very first scene in the series, this Amy Lou Wood, which we already know is going to be a newcomer for 2019, because we all here at the Mr. Skin offices really love her. She's having sex with her high school boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
This Adam, and she starts the first episode of the first season, and you can see the picture how hot she is. She's on top of him, riding him, showing breasts and side butt, and then switches to doggy, and he fakes an O, which is weird because for some reason he's not into it.
What?
And again, I haven't seen the series, so all I know is what and anyway, he fakes the O, because I watched the nude scene, and like, she's loving it, and she's coming, and he's like, oh, and he fakes it, and then she kind of figures it out, and she pulls off his condom and looks, and there's no jizz in it. So it's like a weird, it's just a weird scene. But she is really hot,
dude. Her and boobs are insane.
I know. We all fell in love with her here at the office. So her name's Amy. It's AIMEE hyphen Lou.
I gotta do a little more research on her.
Yeah. So anyway, and it's, you know, it's funny because you don't really see in this day and age that you did back in the teen sex comedies, but people that are supposed to be high schoolers having sex.
Yeah.
It's kind of in this day and age, everyone's nervous about it. Obviously, these characters are older than 18 years old.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? So it's pretty cool. Like I said, really well written. And then in the third episode, there's a this Lily is played by Tanya Reynolds. She's like this horny high schooler, and she's trying to have sex with anyone she can. And she strips in front of her friend, this Eric, and begging him for sex. So she gets topless and she's standing there, and the guy happens to be gay, and he's like, listen, I'm nothing against you, I'm gay. It's actually a funny scene, but she's really hot.
She's got great titties too.
Yeah, she was on a TV series in the UK called Delicious, no pun intended, and she was nude in that, but nowhere near as good of a nude scene in the third episode of Sex Education here. And there's a ton of other stuff. Alice Hukin, an Asian actress, shows her butt, and a lot of sexy stuff. Really, really good content, and we're really excited about Sex Education season one, and can't wait for the next season. So pretty cool.
Sounds good to me. Looking good and sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. So also, the Wheel of Skin. It's been a while. Yep. This is the part of the show where CP the EP spins the Mr. Skin Wheel of Skin, where I, of course, am Pat Say Jack Off. You are
Vagia White.
Yeah, and this is a Merck and Griffin production, and he spins the Wheel of Skin, and we have over 28,000 actresses at Mr. Skin. We're probably closer to 29,000. I'm going to have to upgrade that. Anyway, he spins the Wheel of Skin and pulls up an actress from our website that maybe I can kind of give a little skinography on and hopefully introduce you to. A lot of times you know the actress, but other times you don't. But it's always fun for me to share this and give you a skinography. So, CP, go ahead and spin the Wheel of Skin.
All right. We have Roberto Padone.
I have no idea who that is.
Wow, that's obscure, but believe me, you're talking to Roberta. And
Roberta, what?
I've always wondered, is it Padone or Pedon? I think it's Padone. If
how does
I had
it spell?
Well, P-E-D-O-N, Roberta. I think, or Pat it's
on.
Probably no. I think it's Payden. I think it's Payden. Roberta Payden. And it's funny. This is actually, I'm very excited you asked this, because a while back I read there's a website called the Rialto Report, and they do podcasts and blog about the golden age of the adult, you know, film actresses and, you know, vintage adult films. And I really love that website, as if, you know, I'm a fan of, you know, the 70s babes. And it wasn't too long ago, because someone sent me a link to this, and they actually, for a long time, people thought this Roberta Payden had passed away.
Okay.
I think we even had her as dead at our website.
What?
Well, no one knew what happened to her, and it was after I read this this blog that I realized that she was still alive and well, and we had to take we had to just say she was still alive, because she was born in the 50s. I think it was 1954. This is the same website that actually found Uschi Degarde, my favorite actress of all time from the 70s. She's the one that, you know, had the famous Press Mams and the Kentucky Fried Movie. We've talked about that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Best
so ever. Anyway, yeah, she was a Russ Meyer babe in a bunch of other movies, but they found her and interviewed her, which is really incredible. That was a couple of years ago. But anyway, so they found this Roberta Payden, and she's still alive. But let me set the tone. So back in the 50s, she's
what is it, Latvian Jewish actress, but she her parents were immigrants, but she was, I guess, born in Ohio, moved to California, and somehow ended up in the early 70s in Venice Beach. And that's the one thing that everyone can say for sure about her, because she ended up, I think the guys, it was Bob Ellison and maybe John Kirk, were these glamour photographers from the early, from the 70s. And mm-hmm. they got her into magazines. And Andrea, I hope CP has prepared something where you can pull up
well,
some pictures.
Well, I'm all
because,
over this Rialto report. Okay. I mean, let me tell you. God. Holy my balls. God. I'm trying to refrain.
Yeah, she has like one of the legendary bodies of all time. She was always in those magazines like Whoppers and Fling and Gent. These are like big booby magazines from the 70s. If you went to eBay today, they'd cost thousands of dollars because they had Jugs is another one where you find these models like her in these magazines. And if you haven't seen it, go to the Rialto Report and search Roberta Peden. It's P-E-D-O-N.
I'm search really her. Wondering. I'm sorry. Continue. Go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, she had like, I want to say like a 48-24 breast.
Dude, or something. 48?
Yeah, 48-24. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She, like I'm you said, 24. She's tiny.
I know.
No, I'm blown ridiculous. Away as to how she was not Playmate of the Year. This is like... Like how?
Well,
I wonder why
because
she never made that transition.
Yeah, she was never in Playboy, but
like, I don't know why she would have taken the whole thing down.
It's well, for, and secondly, she was like a shooting star. She like her whole career of modeling and movies ended like within like 3 years. Like I think it was like from 72 to 75, and then she disappeared until literally. I mean, here's my website said she was dead, but that was the word that she had passed away. Anyway, she was in a movie called Delinquent Schoolgirls, which I actually am going to try to. I never got my hands on this movie, and I know I've seen on YouTube and stuff the trailer, and she's in that movie, and I got to get that. We real quick side note at our office, Andrew, we have this really the new offices we're in. I have 4 50-inch TVs which are on the wall that and we've turned it into like just one huge screen, you know, and I have all these classic movies from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, sex classics that are playing on a loop at our office.
That's so
and
cool.
I'm thinking to myself, I think Delinquent Schoolgirls has to be in that rotation.
Dude,
because
yeah,
I got to get it. So you can see her showing a little boobs in that, but really her her career is more as a
print model,
a model in these Jugs and,
dude,
and all these
insane.
Different magazines. But how great! That's so awesome. He was able to pull up pics because she is
amazing,
all natural, beautiful. Her name is Rebecca Payton, and that was an
amazing.
awesome Wheel of Skin. Thank you so much, CP. That made me happy. So.
I'm blown away because that's a Wheel of Skin where I learned so much.
Yeah, and picture like a hippie girl with huge natural boobs.
Gargantuan.
She's like a hippie girl with huge natural boobs. Yeah, really great stuff. So
yeah.
awesome question by CP. So anyway, getting back, I have some more TV stuff to get to. While we were on break, that Counterpart, which is a Starz series starring J.K. Simmons as a UN employee, discovers the agency he's working for is hiding a kind of a gateway to a parallel dimension. And it's definitely a sci-fi series. And people know him from God, Oz, and what else was he? And he's been in a ton of things. Really good, good actor. But they're always putting in some good... sex scenes periodically. They're in their second season. Episode 3, I think there are 5 episodes into the second season. It was the third episode. Had a really hot... Oh, good. CP pulled it up.
I'm looking right at it.
The scene with Lena Meckel is having sex with Guy Burnett. And then his twin brother, also played by Guy Burnett. And they get walked in on. But good doggy style scene. Totally nude. Her name's Lena Meckel, and really good stuff. That was from Counterpart, Stars Network, Season 2, Episode 3. Having a good year for nudity so far, and hopefully there'll be some more in the over the second half of this season.
Oh, man, with scenes like this, it has to be, you know? I mean, it's not just like a sex scene. It's like very intimate, like you're there with them. I'm feeling it.
And she's very pretty, too.
Gorgeous.
Her name's Lena Meckel. Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, I also wanted to mention last night that True Detective Season 3 started. And, you know, True Detective is an anthology series, so every year it's a completely different cast. And we all remember, you know, the first season of True Detective had what I still consider the, you know, one of the top 10 nude scenes of all time, Alexandra Daddario. That was the season where they had Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. And critics loved it. Nudity lovers loved it. The nude scene of the century was in there.
Loved
it was
it.
Like everything was good.
You're
and
crazy
then,
if you didn't.
Yeah, definitely the best nude scene of this century so far.
Dude,
so
incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, then they had a second season with Vince Vaughn, etc., and just. It's weird because like it was such a letdown after how good the first season was. A lot of people really didn't dig it. But this season has that Mahershala Ali. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I always do. He's,
I couldn't tell you.
And yeah, well, anyway, so far from what I've read, I TiVo'd episode one. I haven't watched it yet, but the critics were a lot kinder to the third season than the second. I'm not saying it's going to be as good as season one, but definitely will be better than season two. But there's a lot of girls that we have our eye on, and they're not afraid to do nude scenes in True Detective, and they have this Carmen Ejogo, who is someone we know really well at Mr. Skin, that's in this. Jodie Balfour, who was on that show Quarry from the Stars Network, is on this season. And then, interesting thing, Mamie Gummer. That name probably means nothing to you, but she is Meryl Streep's daughter.
Ooh,
is in this.
I'm
yeah,
liking
she's
that
on,
already. Okay.
Yeah, she's on True Detective, and okay. Hopefully she'll give someone a gummer this year. But her name's Mamie Gummer,
cool.
And if you go look at her at IMDb, okay. She looks exactly like her mom. It's unbelievable.
How do you even spell that, though?
G-U-M-M-E-R, Mamie, M-A-M-I-E, Mamie Gummer.
Okay.
So she's on the show this year, and we're cautiously optimistic. Now, I have nothing to base this on other than hope, but...
other than hope.
Yeah, well,
oh my gosh,
her
she looks
sister...
just like her mom, yeah.
Doesn't she? Yeah. Her sister, Grace Gummer, I think she's an older sister. She did a movie called The Homesman with Hilary Swank, where all these girls go skinny dipping, and Grace Gummer, her sister, has been nude. So now if we could get Mamie, we'll have the triple header where Meryl Streep's been naked in Silkwood. Grace Gummer's been naked, and we're waiting on Mamie Gummer. So she's on True Detective this season. But anyway, that aired last night. There was no nudity, but we will be monitoring this over the next... for all the episodes and keep you posted. We're excited about that. And then one last thing on television I saw over the holidays, Vanderpump Rules, which I periodically talk to you about.
Yeah, reality show on Bravo.
Yeah, we got some really nice Brittany and Lala went to the spa to get their butts exfoliated, and they wore some blue thongs during the procedure, and they just chatted. And I know you're a fan of all these shows, and you know I don't watch these shows, but I love when I'm at work and the guys, our content department, posts in our chat for television chats this stuff. It really blows my mind, some of the stuff that's going on the on Bravo. And you know, again, you don't have to be a fan of the whole show to enjoy some of the great skin that you see on some of these housewife shows. It's really amazing.
I'm with you. It's like, don't waste your time on this mindless entertainment. Like, just go to MrSkin.com, look at these incredible asses, because these girls, you know, they're all model quality, working, you know, whatever, kind of regular jobs in Hollywood, but they do this really weird shit. Like, you're getting a butt facial, you know? I've had one of those. They're pretty epic. But it's pretty provocative.
What do they do? It's like the same thing as a,
same thing, facial. But it's- they steam it, open up the pores, they put a mask on, then they take the mask off, they exfoliate. If there's any, like, you know, pimple or whatever, they'll pop it. It's just like any other facial. You get a little massage. It's excellent. Excellent. I highly recommend.
I've never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of a facial, but never a butt full.
You know, this is funny. Yeah. I got this done maybe like 12 years ago. And I got it done because one of my friends told me that Madonna had it done. And I actually, there was only one place in Beverly Hills that did it. And so I got my butt facial at the same place that Madonna got her butt facials.
Wow. Yeah. Papa don't bleach. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's pretty wild. But the pictures are amazing. So check it out. It's Vanderpump Rules, Brittany Cartwright, and Lala Kent. And that happened in episode 5, I think a week or two ago. Just wanted to mention that. And before we get in, we're going to be talking to Cindy Starfall at the end of the podcast. She's a very sexy little 4'11" adult star that you'll definitely want to listen, because she's great. Before I get to that, last but not least, Andrea, I did want to mention that my Skin Scouts have finally seen that Alexandra Daddario movie, and it's called Lost Girls in Love Hotels, where she goes to these Japanese hotels and just has like wild sex. It's like 50 Shades meets, I don't know, Emmanuel or something. But listen, what we're hearing is from my guys is she has sex with white guys, a black guy, and then mostly Japanese men. And it's supposed to be really good stuff. So
right on.
I don't have it in my hands yet, but the movie's called Lost Girls in Love Hotels. It's my most anticipated movie.
Hell,
and sure
yeah.
to be my best nude scene of the year, if indeed Alexandra Daddario is as nude as I'm hearing. You don't know what the final product is. Sometimes what you see at a film fest or what you see in a screening and what actually makes it to the final cut
totally,
isn't always the same, but far
still.
So good. And it includes, she's got her hands behind her back tied with rope. She's she has 3 sex scenes with Takahiro Hira, the main actor in it. She's tied down by him. It's just supposed to be really, really good. So I will again keep you posted on that. But it's called Lost Girls in Love Hotels, and it's our 2019 most anticipated movie.
Excellent. And what a perfect way to enter our interview with the sexy Cindy Starfall, all juiced up from the Alexandra Daddario news.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
All right, let's hit it. And now we're about to talk to this former Catholic schoolgirl with an insatiable sexual appetite. This insanely hot adult film star hails from Vietnam, but is the sexiest mix of Vietnamese, Thai, and Chinese. At 4'11" and with the perkiest boobs you've ever seen, I'd love to say hello to natural beauty Cindy Starfall. Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for a great intro.
Oh, our pleasure. I couldn't stop staring at your photos. I actually had to show them to my husband and then kick him out.
Oh. I go, like that.
I go, look who I'm about to talk to, babe. Okay, leave. Pretty damn funny. You are insanely hot. I'd love to paint a picture for what you look like to our listeners. I kind of touched on it, but you're teeny tiny. You're 4'11". Can you tell people what your measurements are?
Okay, I'm 4'11", and my tits is 32B, my waist 24, and my ass somehow it's become 36 inches.
What?
I think those squats really help. Or either that, or I just eat too much pho.
You can never eat too much pho. Let's be real about that. So, you know, Skin and I, we always kind of look over everything, the ladies' bodies of work before we chat with them. And it says on quite a few places that you experimented with adult. How do you experiment with adult without just going full into it? Did you try doing some movies? Did you shoot some amateur stuff? Did you maybe do some cam work?
Yeah, I did. So before I had a corporate job, like, you know, like a normal 9-to-5 jobs, but at night I experimented with webcamming. And that was when I first came out. And I was just like, you know what? Why not? Because I feel like, you know, I like to have my little secret life. But before webcamming, I actually don't have any experience with modeling or anything like that. My first adult centerfold was for Hustler because I found him at a swinger club and he just said, oh, have you ever been in a magazine? And I always see, you know, when you go to convenience store, you always see those, you know, awesome pretty girl. I'm like, wow, I want to be like her. Mm-hmm. Because growing up, everybody always tell me being sexual is a shame, you know, is not something in an Asian culture you should express. Mm-hmm. And these girls just on the magazine, just embracing their sexuality and just so much freedom. And I wanted to be them.
So I love that. I love that. And those ladies are so beautiful. You know, you look at those covers in the convenience store, you know, at the airport, wherever, and you're just like, they're so pretty. I completely get that. So you come from, you know, a background where it's not cool to be so free sexually, but you were going to swing clubs before you even posed for Hustler. So how did you fall into that?
See, I told you, even though I grew up in a straight family household, but I'm very curious. So one of my ex introduced me into it, and I say, okay, well, so like you just switch partners. You know, before I didn't know what swinging mean. I mean,
yeah,
like I still learning English, and the only swing I associate with is like the actual swing that you sit on. And I'm just like, so my head is like, I didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, okay, well, I signed you us up on the swinger website. I say, okay, so everything was very, it happened so quick, and we went to a swinger party, and next thing I know, I was sucking some guy's cock in the bar.
At a girl.
Underneath the bar table, and we were running around because somehow the cops show up, and we're not supposed to be sucking cocks in public.
Damn laws.
I love those cuffs though. If they show up all hot, I would probably just text them too.
I love that.
You know, Andrea, yeah. I went to Catholic, or I knew a lot of Catholic schoolgirls growing up, and no one did what Cindy does. So I missed out. I wish I went to the same school.
Did you go to a co-ed or all girls? I went to a
co-ed,
all girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Co-ed, yes.
Yeah, I went to, the co-ed. I never been to a co-ed. My mom keep me away from boys. She's just like, no boys. And look where I am.
Yeah, I can empathize with that one. So obviously you love to, as you put it, suck cock, because the first time you went to a swinger club, that's kind of right what you dived into, sucking a guy's dick underneath the bar.
Yeah.
And then you've won and been nominated for so many awards. I mean, including Best Female Performer, which is, I mean, saying a damn lot, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of female performers.
Oh my God,
but
can you imagine?
No, I mean, it says a lot about you and your skill, and that you really enjoy what you do, because if you're not enjoying it, people can tell and you're not going to get nominated. But the award that really stuck out to me was the Orgasmic Oralist. So I feel like you love going down. Now, is that for eating out females, or is that for sucking dick, or is it for both? How did you get that nomination?
It's for both. People knows me for having a really sloppy BJs, and I drool a lot. I enjoy having cups in my mouth, and I love to play with it. Blowing bubble with it was one of my specialty. I guess you could say I have an oral fixation, but
quality problem to have.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want a dry BJ. Never give a dry BJ. Just, you know.
Yeah.
And if a lot of people ask me, how do I make my spit and blow bubble? One of the tricks for girls is I drink like a what do you call, like a lemonade, but not no color, like, you know, a clear lemonade. So it has a bit of sugar, so it makes your spit stringy.
Interesting. I
mean, if that's what your partner's into, like, okay, babe, hold on a second. You want me to suck your dick? Let me drink some lemonade.
I love that. Do you have any tips for guys listening who want to be able to please a woman with their mouth? What tips can you give our guy listeners?
Don't bite on the clit. I don't really like
hard. That's the worst.
On my clit is so sensitive. I want you to lick on it, kiss it, use your tongue, but do not bite on it. I'm thinking you're going all in, like it hurts. So
now, what do you think? And sorry, I'm totally taking over this conversation, Skin. What do you think, Cindy, about guys that tried to tongue fuck you? I cannot stand that.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that either. That hold it for your dick and your finger. And just use your tongue on my clit.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
Don't stick tongue in hole.
This is good advice. I like it.
It's the best. And we're getting this from the orgasmic oralist because she brings everyone to full pleasure. Yeah, I mean, you are sweet, you're petite, you're naughty. Is there anything that you don't prefer doing on camera? Or are you kind of an open book? Whatever feels good.
Well, I'm up for an experience, but really, I don't want to be on camera doing something that I'm not enjoying. So, for example, you don't see me do hardcore bondage scenes, like being tied up or being electrocuted or being banged really hard. See, that's not something I personally into, and I don't want to show up on camera doing something that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So it's great for somebody. Somebody loves the pains, but for me, I love the kissing. That's pleasure for me. I don't find pain is pleasurable for me. So I don't find being electrocuted on my clit is pleasurable. So I do draw my line, but it's great with this industry is you are your own boss, so you can say no to what you want to do. No one forcing you to do anything, so it's all consent, you know.
And what is your absolute favorite thing to do on camera? And obviously it's what you enjoy. So
Yeah, so definitely the BJ. I love cream pies a lot. I just want to eat them all that comes inside my pussy. It just sounds so hot. It's just so wrong. And I love when a guy pull my hair or kiss my neck. So I could be a slut, but I'm a romantic slut in a way.
I love that. Skin, have you ever referred to yourself as a romantic slut? I like that.
Yeah, I do that. You know, I fuck you really good, but after that, you gotta leave. So,
Well, you are just so much fun. Where can people see you next? Will you be at AVN this year?
Yeah, I will be. This week, Ashley will be in Pittsburgh. I do a lot of feature dancing, so I bring my dancing skill to different kind of club across the country, and you can find all my upcoming appearance on cindystarfo.net. Just click on the calendar and see where I'm coming to your town. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at cindystarfo, on Instagram at cstarfo, and you can follow all my craziness on clubstarfo.com.
Girl, you just did my job for me. I was going to list all that. But I want to mention about your cindystarfall.net because I think this is badass.
I liked it. I did it myself. See, I could be a nerdy slut too. There you go.
I love it. But what I love for your fans is they can get your used panties there. Like, let's be real. That's epic. That's so awesome. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways to follow Cindy, get involved with Cindy. And again, Twitter, Cindy Starfall, Instagram, C Starfall, to get her worn panties, to get her webcamming, all the fun stuff, cindystarfall.net. And for her VIP social group, clubstarfall.com. Cindy, you are a pleasure. And when we see you at AVN, you better stop by our booth and say hi.
Oh my God, yes. Let's do it. Let's party.
I can't wait. All right, beautiful. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Cindy. You guys. Have a great day.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.